From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMattei. If you're a transplanted New Yorker and you haven't been back to the Big Apple in a while, performance artist Penny Arcade is here to tell you that the city has changed a lot.
People used to come to New York from all over the world, and we were inspired and intoxicated by the palpable feeling of freedom in the streets. We wanted to reinvent ourselves in the face of that amazing magnetic energy. Now people come to New York and they want to clean it up. They want New York to be like where they're from, the suburbs.
That's a clip of Penny performing her show Longing Lasts Longer in the city a few years ago at Joe's Pub at the Public Theater. The show covers a lot of territory, including what she calls the gentrification of ideas and cultural amnesia. Millennials are not spared, and she's got a thing or two to say about those cupcake shops all over the city. Longing Lasts Longer comes to downtown Miami tonight for a 3-day run at the MDC Live Arts Lab at the Miami-Dade College downtown campus. And Penny Arcade joins us in the studio now.
Hi.
It is so great to have you here.
I love being here.
We'll get to those cupcakes in a second. Meanwhile, you've said that the spirit of this show is not nostalgic. You've called it a refutation of nostalgia. What do you mean by that?
Well, I think that nostalgia is a wistful, sentimental yearning, not only for the past, but for who you were in that past. Longing is a constant sense of loss that attaches to ourselves, our values, our history. I've done over 300 performances of this show in places as diverse as Sydney, Australia, Lublin, Poland, Edinburgh, London. In all of these places, people are experiencing the same corporatization of culture, the same major brand stamping on everything, the loss of mom and pop shops, the loss of our neighborhood icons. I mean, how can it be that, say, in New York City, or even in, you know, I'm sure it happens in Miami as well, that there could be a business that's existed since the 1800s, and then suddenly in the past 5 years, it's gone? So we're living with watching the loss of our culture in every different kind of form. So that's what it's about.
I promised you that we would get back to those cupcakes.
Mm-hmm.
So here's more from the show.
There are 100 cupcake shops in a 10-block radius of my apartment. People are staggering from one cupcake shop to another, a trail of cupcake crumbs across the city. The cupcake is the narcotic of these new infantilized masses.
Now, Penny, if not only neighborhoods, but ideas can be gentrified. And if art and artistry itself can be commodified, what do we do to counter that?
Well, I mean, you know, I think, for instance, you're having me on your show. Anyone who's listening to this, and this is what I love about the general public, because the general public can tell when they hear something that resonates with their own insides, right? I think it's simply that, you know, smart people know that they're not being exposed to everything that's available to them, and they go underneath it. So, you know, we're living in a culture that we're under the microscope now. We are being, we're being controlled, right? It's not just out there in the world. It's inside of our heads. We've been colonized. It's interesting. It's fascinating. 1984. I mean, it's 2018 and 1984 just kicked in. But almost nobody notices it.
We've been chatting with Penny Arcade. Her one-woman show, Longing Lasts Longer, comes to downtown Miami tonight for a 3-day run at the MDC Live Arts Lab at the Miami-Dade College downtown campus. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.